The stock market is not getting any better this morning. Plus, there's news that could beef up mental health care for college students. I'm David Brancaccio. The market vibe we explored yesterday really stuck. Target Stores had said its profit took a big hit from rising transportation costs, i.e. inflation. Target stock closed down 25%, bringing the rest of the market with it yesterday amid inflation fears and concern our response to it. Higher interest rates could drive things into recession. The Dow yesterday closed down 1,164 points, 3.6%. The NASDAQ fell 4.7%. The S&P fell 4%. I do remind myself that by comparison, what we called a crash back in 1987, that time the Dow fell 22% in a day. Yes, but isn't the NASDAQ down 28% this year? Yes, that is also true. Stocks that were in are now out. Microsoft, Amazon, Apple, Google, Alphabet, Facebook, Tesla, graphics chip maker NVIDIA. And a restless sleep did not change the mood. Dow futures are down 404 points now, 1.3%. NASDAQ futures are down 1.5%. People are buying bonds instead, pulling interest rates down. The 10-year rate is down at 2.82%. But the economic view depends on where you stand. To help us take today's economic pulse, it's Gene Soroka, executive director of the Port of Los Angeles, which handles more of the world's cargo than any other port in the Western Hemisphere, where inflation apparently isn't slowing demand for what's in his shipping containers. Mr. Soroka, welcome.
Great to be with you, David.
Interest rates are going up. Inflation is going up. People are looking to see if this slows down consumers. But I want to ask you, from your perch at the big port, any sign that U.S. consumers are slowing down?
We don't at this point in time. As a leading indicator to the U.S. economy, shipments coming in for retailers, home improvement stores, and other importers are as strong as ever. We at the Port of Los Angeles had our best quarter on record in the first quarter, and April was the second best in our 115-year history. In fact, when we put out our numbers here shortly, we will show a 17% increase in cargo volume compared to the last five-year average, and imports will be up 18% over that same time period.
If I flip the question, right, you would have thought maybe with China's strict COVID lockdowns and production down over there, but that is not what you're seeing over here.
No, some had thought there would be a precipitous drop in cargo leaving central China, but what we've seen is consistent cargo flow. The ships leaving Asia, and particularly in the Shanghai region, have shown to be at about 40 departures every week, which is about where we thought it would be. And now 8 weeks into the COVID lockdown, we're not seeing any slowdown.
How's your parking lot, though, out to sea? I remember back in January, we were reporting on more than 100 cargo ships out there waiting. Is the line reduced now?
As of last night, there were 32 vessels at the 150 nautical mile marker waiting to come in to Long Beach and Los Angeles. A really good series of efforts to catch up on that cargo that was waiting to come in. We've still got more work to do, but the interesting number to me is that we're moving off more cargo from the port to the interior of the U.S. than we have before.
Gene Soroka is executive director of the Port of Los Angeles. Thank you so much for this.
Great to be with you, David. Thank you.
The Economic Pulse, regular checkups from a range of perspectives.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
During the pandemic, the federal government provided more than $76 billion, with a B as in billion, dollars to colleges and universities to keep campuses and students going. There's still, by one estimate, about a quarter of it left. And this morning, the Department of Education is announcing new guidance pushing colleges to use the leftover money for mental health care. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes covers education and just spoke with the Secretary of Education. Steph, what'd he tell you?
In the wake of the pandemic, there's enormous demand from students for mental health care, and the Department of Education's providing recommendations for how schools can do that. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona gave me some examples of what schools are spending the money on.
We have the Higher Education Emergency Relief Funds being used to have additional counselors on campus or available to the students, or contracts with health centers or hospitals where students on campus can have access to those counselors paid for by the universities.
The department also said schools can spend money on things like telehealth.
So a quarter of $76 billion is not nothing, but it's a one-time thing, and there's a deadline for schools to spend this. What happens once it's gone?
Yeah, Secretary Cardona says that colleges should think about how to incorporate mental health services into their budgets in the future.
This has to really be baked into how we reimagine our institutions, right? Gone are the days where we're just focusing on the academic needs of our students. We often talk about traditional and non-traditional students. The reality is that our college students are more non-traditional. We need to make sure that our universities are evolving to meet them where they are. And I'm seeing that.
Basically, he's saying that lots of college students are older. They might have kids of their own. They might be working other jobs while in school. And all of that can cause stress. And it's the job of these institutions to provide help so students can learn.
Stephanie, you also asked Cardona about part of his portfolio, if maybe President Biden's administration will cancel student debt. What'd he tell you?
Yeah, he's saying they're talking with the White House about that and conversations are ongoing. In the meantime, he says the department is working to fix broken parts of the student loan system. For example, making sure public servants who've applied to have their loans forgiven actually get relief. That wasn't always happening before.
Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes, thank you.
Thank you, David.
I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.